Thank you very much, Madam Chair. En Faristo, thank you very much. Thank you very much for your answers in this point. I got the very common answers in this question. Thanks a lot for the understanding of the real situation with the legislation. But I have to clarify the one point. Maybe I'm wrong, just clarification from your side. I know the definition about the, in your country about the sexual harassment, especially. I know what's happening in the penal code. You have Article 337 in penal code on sexual harassment. What about sexual harassment in workplace? And how many cases, I want to clarify one more time, cases in court decisions or investigated, especially on the sexual harassment in workplaces? Just the number. Have you doing it or not at this moment? Is it working or not? To make a clear situation at this point. And one more point, and if you can compare last 10 years, it will be wonderful because it's report 2013 and this year's. And one more point, what about the position of the state about the ratification? International Convention of the Protection of the Rights of All Migrants Workers and Members of Their Families and ILO Convention, Domestic Workers Convention. Thank you very much. It's clear to understand. And one more point, which need to be clarification, what about woman disability, woman disabled woman in employment? I gave the question, you gave the common answer. What about the special programs and what about the numbers? How you will make this as it will develop, especially? Thank you very much.